We'll be back next Wednesday, childbirth permitting. I
was saying,
pretty confident we're going to be here.
I was going to say, we're kind of planning the next couple weeks schedule around Derek becoming a father, which I think, you know, that takes precedent. I'll let that slide.
So until then, Shea Spillane.
I love you all.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then. At 91.5 FM, it would be so awesome.
It would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw hiccup shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be really.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston. Get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Just a modern guy. come to declare I'm just a modern guy. Oh, I'm just a modern guy. Oh, I'm just a modern guy. The truth.
You're going to do that long, awkward fade out, aren't you? Aren't you, Smitty? Just a Modern Guy, a song I could relate to. Jason Lane. It is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. We have a lot of people coming in today. Very excited to talk to Mike Worm, Linnea Herzog from Power Slut, and live in Studio D this evening, Crunch Time. It's a lot going on. It's hard for a man like ADD with, see, I can't even talk straight because I have ADD. It's hard for a man with ADD to keep this all in order, but I promise I'll come through. This is new music, Ringtail. This is the band. Ask the Dust is the track.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and the dollar bill stems and crack capsules.
That's what the Ten of Fly Vipers sound like in La Fin du Monde. I'm Jason Lane, hosting On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Right now in studio, we have Mike Worm.
We got Worm, Five of the Ground, Reckless Records.
Nice.
Got a new album coming up.
Yep.
This is a game.
Cool. What's the deal with it? Talk to me about it.
We dropped it, like a month, 2 months ago?
Okay.
What
record number is this? How many records do we have?
This is number 6.
Nice. You do the record label catalog deal with the numbers?
Yeah, I try to distribute.
So it's your own. Is it your own
DIY? So.
So do you?
Like, I'll go to a city and I'll put them in the stores.
Oh, that's good.
So
yeah, that's
cool.
Chicago,
LA's got them. San Francisco.
And the reason why I asked is a lot of people, you know, musicians listening who want to do the same thing that you do. So we just want to get them inspired, you know what I mean? It's hard work running a band, and you're out there dropping CDs off at the store, handing things out at the street. I mean, it's hard work. So, cool. So how long have you guys been a band?
Like 17 years.
Crazy. You know, you guys are new music to me, so if you want to tell me your story, please do.
I don't know. I don't remember most of it.
That says a lot.
A lot of shows, a lot of bands,
okay.
A lot of places.
Yeah.
God, all bad.
U.S. tour, like world tour?
Yeah, we've made it as far as Las Vegas.
That's cool. Can't talk about what happened there, though.
We played in a backyard in an empty swimming pool.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was actually pretty sweet, yeah.
So what was that like? Talk to me about playing in an empty swimming pool. Because that's interesting to me. So I
don't know. The neighborhood kind of remind me of, like, Compton.
Okay.
Like, from Friday?
Yeah, pretty much like Friday.
So how does one get involved in a show in a swimming pool in the backyard? Is this, like, people you knew?
I booked this band from Las Vegas that was on tour.
Uh-huh.
In my practice space.
Okay.
And then they returned the favor by booking us.
In an empty swimming pool.
In an empty swimming pool with people skating. About 200 people in the
That's
backyard.
That's cool. I figured there would be some skateboarding going on.
Meth heads.
Yeah.
Well, it is the desert. It's the desert Southwest. Yeah. No offense to anyone from that part of the country, but, you know, better call Saul, you know? Anyway.
Truth.
We called him and he came.
He came, right? Saul was there in the empty swimming pool. All right, Worm, this is the record's called This Is a Game, and we're going to play This Is a Game, the title track.
Yeah, title track.
All right, it's Worm, and it's on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo-hoo. This is a game. Worm. It's win or lose. Is that what I heard?
It is.
All right, cool. So where do your lyrics come from? Is that too personal to talk about? Do we want to... What tends to be a subject matter? What gets you going when you wake up in the morning and makes you write a song?
Well, this album was more like catchier stuff. Most of our stuff's like, I don't know, political, yeah, motivated.
Well, it's going around these days, that's for sure.
That's what I mean.
More.
Yeah.
Just to let the folks know, I'm talking to Worm.
This record's more like where we're from, the South Shore.
Yeah.
Kind of the theme of it, I guess.
What's it like being from the South Shore and being a punk guy?
Well, we got the beach.
Yeah.
It's pretty boring in the winter.
It's dark and gray for about 10 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know all about that. I live in Amesbury, so Salisbury. It's all the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Just a small town, but the only difference is we got the water.
Yep. So you guys going out on tour? You guys playing to support this disc?
Yeah, I think our first show of the year and our first show probably for the tour or for the new albums. Thursday, March 26th at Bill's Bar.
Cool.
We're playing this mini Boston Fest.
Nice.
That Alec Peters put on. It's like a benefit for a surfer, I believe.
Okay.
So I'm learning more information as we go. But
that's great.
That's our first show.
That's cool. Yeah, that sounds like a big one for you. Bill's is a good room. So
yeah, I didn't know it was still open. They asked us to play, so I was like, sweet.
I think it's opened and closed a few times, to be honest with you.
And then we'll plan on touring in June.
Okay.
Beginning of June, playing Shuffle Fest up in New Hampshire and Punk Island out on Staten Island, New York City.
Okay.
So
where's Shuffle Fest in New Hampshire?
Bath, New Hampshire. It's ski country, I believe.
Oh, it's way up there.
Yeah,
okay.
It's way up there. It's on a farm, and they do it. They've been doing it probably about 4 or 5 years, but it's like a 3-day festival. You camp out and shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of great. There's a lot of great bands up there too to play with. A lot of great venues. It's good for a Boston band to go check out, you know, New Hampshire's seacoast and Portland, and then, you know, over the Vermont and all those little towns in between. You can get some really, you know, chaotic kids to show up your shows and have a good time. So
trying to hit Portland and Vermont and then kind of work our way into Canada, come back down.
Nice.
In Detroit or Grand Rapids.
Cool.
Head back east.
It's good to keep busy. Why don't we play another song off this disc? This is A Game by Worm. What's the title of this next one?
Wrexham Nights. It's about a beach that we pretty much the three of us grew up on, actually, and just talks about some of our times there, and you know,
I like
brings
it.
Us back thinking of it.
Autobiographical.
It ain't the same.
I walked the whole strip the other day.
All right, Wrexham Nights, and it's Worm. It's 91.5 WMFO Medford on the town with Mikey D.
Somebody
Band's called Worm. This is a game. Is their disc? Can you pronounce the song title for me again?
Wrexham Knights.
Wrexham Knights. Thank you. You guys have that crazy like graffiti tag font, and
yeah,
I can't.
I had to download that.
It's bizarre.
It
I'm getting
me, like,
old.
2 weeks
it's,
to learn how to use.
I have
it.
To like do the granddad like look read with the glasses up and stuff. So thank you for that. And thanks for coming by. You want to just reiterate like your shows that you got coming up?
March 26th at Bill's Bar in Lansdowne Street. We're playing the Boston Mini Fest. We have a show in April at the C-Note down in Nantasket. And we will have a show. We start our tour June 13th up in Bath, New Hampshire at Shuffle Fest.
Cool. Well, thanks for stopping by. I see that you brought someone with you.
Hey, my name's Ryan Stark from the band Fire With The Ground.
Ryan, nice to know you.
They've been around as long as we have.
Nice to know you.
I've been in the scene for a long time.
Awesome.
We sold a song to the movie Trainwreck 4 years ago with Amy Schumer.
Oh, cool.
We played the final Vans Warped Tour, the Massachusetts gig.
Sweet.
We opened for Soul Asylum, the Ataris, Moving Target, Sam I Am. We just played a show with the great legendary 70s, 80s punk band from Boston, Classic Ruins, a couple weeks ago. It was packed. And just love playing music.
That's awesome.
It's just playing music, skateboarding, and work, you know, so it's...
You gotta eat.
Yeah.
Some people get paid to skateboard.
I wish I could do all three at the same time,
right.
But...
So, what I have in my hand is something different.
That's our demo. It's actually the first one. I've sold about 1,500 copies out of my truck.
Oh, that's great. So I love hearing
real
stories like that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Real, you know, no one's going to do it for you.
No.
So, DIY or die.
Yeah, you just get
it
on the earthquake, set it back.
It's intimidating to people, but it's rewarding once you get into it. You know what I mean?
I've played shows just to, like, you know, who are, like, a girl Mike's dating. That's it. Or, like, my girlfriend.
Yep.
My wife now. But now the shows are getting up to, the last show was 150, 200 people in a little tavern. So it's cool.
I mean, that energy is insane. When you have, like, a bunch of people in a tiny room.
Yeah.
It's a little nerve-wracking, but it's such a high, a rush, you know what I mean?
Doing it since I was 15, 16 years old. I'm 34, so it's paying off now. So
sweet.
Got a phone call from...
We put our work in.
Yeah, you guys are...
You never know what's going to happen. I had a little store at the time. I got a phone call from Universal Studios. Hey, I heard your song. It sounds like Green Day, kind of. Are you interested? Next day we're out in Brooklyn. I got my own Paramount picture trailer with my name on the door.
That's security, insane.
Food. The lady did my makeup, did Wolf on Wall Street, Leonardo, like a week before that. It's pretty nuts.
I'm just laughing because of that movie. It's bananas.
It is.
All right. Well, thanks
like
for coming.
Like the Gwen Stefani song?
All right. Well, thanks for coming by, guys.
Thank
I really appreciate it.
Thanks for supporting local music.
Absolutely. You know, you don't get paid for it. You know, I schlep all the way down here.
It's a passion.
You got to make this stuff happen. And it's obviously, the opportunities to do this kind of thing are shrinking few and far between. So you got to keep it going. So
we got some plugs. Worm on Facebook, Reckless Records on Facebook, label I run. I got a few bands on there, which is Tears, Bad Movies, Fiber of the Ground, Facebook, right?
Facebook, Spotify is doing really well.
Spotify.
Awesome.
We're on Bandcamp.
Awesome.
All the platforms.
Cool.
Search the names, you'll find us.
And I'm definitely going to go down the rabbit hole, the Worm rabbit hole. So, and the Reckless rabbit hole. So, we're going to play Cadillac Far Above the Ground. Never come back. You know, some days I wish, you know, that were the case, but I got to come back. Far Above Ground, Cadillac. It's the mixtape EP. It's on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
a smile, either lock and feel line, framed by little secrets I'd like to know. And you shine like a razor in the night, cutting through me across the room with your glow. Oh, well, we hardly know each other, but I really like your style. So sweet from fashionista with those Cleopatra eyes and hey! I like the videos where you lip sync to the radio in your car. Like the secret superstar you know you are. You put your makeup on, it feels just right, cause it helps to hide the sadness I know. I try to focus, but you've got to realize I'm distracted by the girl with the eyes like Bridget Bardot.
That's what Party Boys sounds like, and I love that disc. Bridget Bardot, and really awesome conversation. Whoops. We're going to turn that down. I don't know. There's some weird, like, Chaka Khan stuff on there. Sorry. What else did we play back there? As I said, this is college radio, so I can go and as much as I want. The Shallows, Arsonist. New music from them, and we had a great chat with Far Above the Ground and Worm. We played Cadillac from them and Worm. We played back same nights, and this is a game. It is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Jason Lane. In studio with me is Linnea Herzog from the local Power Slut Powerhouse Band.
Hey.
So how are you tonight?
I'm good. Excited to be back at MFO.
Yeah? When's the last time you were here?
With the Whistle Stop rock crew, actually. Pretty recently.
Cool.
That was fun. I heard they were just on here yesterday.
What's that all about, the Whistle Stop rock?
So it's this traveling festival of many bands that we are going to different places in New England. We were in Providence a while back, and our next big stop is this Saturday at Once Ballroom in Somerville.
Very nice.
We've got 11 bands playing, and this is also the Power Slut record release. And unfortunately, it's also the last Power Slut show So hoping to get a big crew out there. Come dance, come cry. Not really, though.
What's the deal? Why are you guys breaking up?
I had a lot of stuff happen in my life recently. Yeah. I became Dr. Power Slut and kind of looking to change things up, make some new kinds of music. Cool. I started this band when I was 22. Yep. So it's been a while, honestly.
I mean, as a musician, I played a number of shows with you as well.
Yeah.
A member of the Drab.
Yes. I remember that. I still have the shirt, I think. The pink shirt with the unicorn.
You can't forget that shirt.
I love unicorns.
One of Tanya's brainchilds that it was my favorite. So anyway, Power Slut, talk about the span of how many years have you guys been a band?
Seven.
At least seven
years.
Right?
Yeah.
So what and why did you start making music? Let's start there.
I've always wanted to have a band since I was 6 years old.
And
I
started. How long playing have you piano. Been playing?
Piano since I was 6 or 7.
Okay.
Guitar started when I was in middle school, but I always wanted to have a band. I had some little bands in high school that were fun. So then when I graduated college, I was just itching to start the band finally.
Cool.
And made it happen because I actually answered a Craigslist ad from my guitarist JB. I joined his band as a bass player and then started writing my own music. Then he and Ben, my original drummer, started helping me make a demo along with some other friends in the scene. Chris Brown was one of them.
Chris Brown's a great
Christopher
guy.
Christopher G. Brown.
Yeah, there's you got to get that initial in there.
Yeah, don't confuse the two. Yeah. And then it kind of took off from there and had many iterations. I think the tally was eight bass players, six drummers.
Oh, wow.
Me and JB the whole time.
That's funny.
It's
like a Spinal Tap
ride.
Type of thing.
Yeah, you know.
Except for, the drummer and bass players.
Mm-hmm.
Very expendable. No, I'm just kidding. As a fellow bass player. So you have your guitar with you.
Yes.
What do you want to play? Do you want to play something off the new record first?
I'm hoping to play something off the new record, yeah.
First? So do you want to play the CD first, or do you want to play first? It's up to you.
Well, how about I play a song since we're all set up, and then you play one off the record.
All right.
So we have a glittery CD
hopefully on board. Hopefully it's the same tempo as the drummer testing his drums.
Well, I'll try my best to drown it out.
No, that's fine.
All right, this is Limits.
All right.
I messed up already. Say hi at the bar. But you're never alone. Your face in the dark says I'll take it too far. Get out of control if I don't go back home. So I trip on the floor. Run into the wall, fall down at my door, 'cause it's you in my blood. I'm lost in my thoughts, I'm hating myself, 'cause I'm not used to this. You make my head spin, and it feels dangerous. A world where you're off limits. When I try to come down, keep my thoughts to myself and never announce I'm looking around. You got me compelled and so overwhelmed, 'cause I'm not used to this. You make my heart skip and it feels dangerous. A world where you're off limits. It would last long. So when this is done, just give me a call if that's how fast you fall. And I'm not enough. Where did I go?